Hi, friends. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. Get the paperback or ebook from your favorite bookstore. A podcast listener named Amy asks, I'm in my late 20s and already have about $20,000 in credit card debt. I only have $2,000 in savings, but my 401k has over $20,000. Should I use my retirement funds to pay off my credit cards? If you have money sitting in a retirement account, it can be awfully tempting to spend it. I'll cover what you need to know about dipping into retirement savings and whether using it for credit card debt is a smart move. Different types of retirement accounts have different rules for taking withdrawals. Since Amy asked about her 401k, that's the type we'll focus on today. A 401k is a common type of retirement plan that's offered by many employers. You elect to have your company deposit a percentage or a flat dollar amount from each paycheck into your 401k before taxes are taken out. That's a nice benefit because you don't pay tax on contributions or their investment earnings until you take distributions in retirement. For 2012, you can contribute up to $17,000 or up to $22,500 if you're age 50 or older. Additionally, many employers encourage workers to save by matching contributions and depositing additional funds into their accounts. What trips up many people about workplace retirement accounts is that you can't just withdraw money anytime you want, the way you could with a bank savings or a taxable brokerage account. You can only take distributions from a 401k in very limited situations, such as when you leave the job, reach the official retirement age of 59 and a half, or become disabled. However, some 401k plans allow for hardship distributions when you demonstrate that you have a financial need and no other options. Hardships are specific circumstances approved by the IRS. They include paying for college, buying a main home, avoiding foreclosure on your primary residence, or having unpaid medical or funeral expenses. So Amy would have to prove that her credit card debt was related to a permitted hardship in order to take a withdrawal. Though hardship distributions may be allowed in some 401k plans, I never recommend them because they're expensive. Distributions are subject to income tax plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Also, if you think you can take a distribution and simply reimburse the plan later on, think again. Contributions to a workplace retirement plan must come from payroll deductions. You can't just make a random additional deposit. If you don't qualify for a hardship distribution, some 401k plans do allow loans. When you take a 401k loan, you can spend it any way you like, including on credit card debt. You can borrow up to 50% of your vested account balance, up to a maximum of $50,000. Loan payments are typically withheld from your paycheck in level amounts over the life of a loan, which could be as long as 5 years. Vesting refers to the portion of the account that you own. You're always 100% vested in 401k contributions that you make. However, you may not own some or all of the contributions that your employer made, such as matching contributions or profit sharing. For instance, an employer could fully vest their contributions after you've worked for a certain period of time, such as 2 or 3 years, which is known as cliff vesting. They could vest on a percentage basis, such as 20% each year over a 5-year period, which is known as graduated vesting. And some 401k plans give immediate vesting from day one, so check your plan document or ask your benefits administrator for details. Amy said she has over $20,000 in her 401k. Let's say that her vested portion is $16,000. If loans are permitted, she could borrow a maximum of $8,000 or 50% from the account. There's no tax on money borrowed from a 401k if you repay it according to the rules. However, you do have to pay interest to your account at a rate specified in the plan document.
Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking a loan from your 401k is a better option than taking a hardship distribution. However, it isn't necessarily a wise decision either. Not only does taking a loan leave you with less money invested for retirement, it also puts you in financial danger if you get laid off before the loan is fully repaid. If you lose your job while you're repaying a 401k loan, the entire balance is due within 60 to 90 days. If you can't come up with the full amount, the outstanding balance is considered an early withdrawal, which, as I mentioned, is subject to income tax plus an additional 10% penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Though you pay interest to yourself on a 401k loan, you still miss out on potential investment gains and tax benefits on the balance you withdraw, even if the interest rate you pay is higher than the account's investment growth rate. You can still lose money in the long run. So, before taking a loan, always research the long-term financial consequences by entering your information into a 401k loan calculator. You'll find a link to one in the transcript for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 287 called Should You Use a 401k to Pay Off Credit Cards? Here are four reasons why taking a hardship distribution or a loan from your 401k should be avoided. Number one, you may be subject to a 6-month waiting period when you can't make any new contributions to your plan and you lose potential matching funds. Number two, you lose out on years of potential account growth. Number three, you must pay a 10% penalty in addition to income tax on early withdrawals. And four, this one's important. You lose legal protection because 401k funds are shielded from creditors if you declare bankruptcy. For all these reasons, never take money out of your 401k if you can help it. If you hit a financial rough patch, it would be unwise to drain your retirement funds when your creditors couldn't legally touch them. So, always consult with a CPA or a bankruptcy attorney before tapping a retirement account. To pay off her credit card debt, Amy should immediately create a realistic financial plan. For instance, if the average interest rate on her cards is 18%, a $20,000 balance could be paid off in 5 years if she pays $500 a month. The first step for Amy is to stop making new credit card charges so she doesn't increase her debt balance. Then she needs to create a spending plan so she knows exactly how much she earns and spends each month. My book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, shows you step by step how to do this. The bottom line is that Amy needs to dramatically cut spending or find ways to earn more so she can live within her means and have money left over to kill her credit card debt instead of tapping her 401k and jeopardizing her retirement. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.